After weeks of hammering out how it will keep the lights on through 2015, the Nome Joint Utility met with the City Council yesterday to finalize a budget and a planned 2-cent rate hike. But as Utility Manager John Handelin took the podium, another issue reared its head.
We're looking for new money from DEC, but we also owe DEC some money. At present, we have funding sufficient to pay our fuel note for January. But we're short on our DEC payments.
In short, Handelin says the utility has enough money to either pay DEC, that's the Department of Environmental Conservation, or its fuel bill by the end of the month, but not both. Missing a payment to DEC could put in jeopardy future loans that the utility is relying on to stay solvent. The big question at Monday's meeting, can the utility use the $2.2 million in credit the city granted back in November to pay for fuel? Councilmember Gerald Brown says no.
I don't see any authority for fuel payments as an add-on unless that's also secured by grant funds that are on the way.
Councilmember Matt Cully was frustrated, saying that despite the city's money going toward one fuel bill in the past, it does not bode well to see such a routine payment coming up again.
We had a loan for the reimbursement. Then we had to go back and modify it for the fuel payment. Now we have to go back and modify it again, and there's another $200,000. I mean, what else don't we know about? And now we have more. This seems like a hole just gets bigger and bigger every time we look.
What's the next one we don't see? I just see a lot of concern and, like I said, unanswered questions still.
Ultimately, City Manager Josie Banky and City Finance Director Julie Liu argue that covering the fuel bill is allowed under the original credit line, but only if grant money comes back to the utility and ultimately the city. Council members seem to agree, even if many say doing so seems to stretch the limits of the original credit agreement. Councilmember Brown says going forward, he wants to see exactly where the money's going.
Is it possible to do a projected cash flow analysis over the next 6 months?
Yes.
That would show, okay, who all is owed money, just to let us see, you know, what is the expectation. We're moving outside of just the grant and loan anticipation money. So let's look at everything.
But just what grants and loans are securing the city's money? That also needs modification after a $1.3 million loan to the utility from the U.S. Department of Agriculture was withdrawn. The utility is replacing it with a different loan from DEC, one the utility says comes on more favorable terms. In all, Finance Director Liu says about $1.2 million of the original credit line has been used so far, all of which, she says, should be coming back to the city in the end. But just when that end will be, she couldn't say.
Based on the pending reimbursement from, you know, the granting agencies, you know, we're anticipating about $1.4 million. The repayment schedule, it's, you know, it could be at the end of March, it could be the end of April, it could be the end of May. There's no firm timeline because it's dependent on a lot of moving pieces.
The council also talked through a proposed 2-cent rate hike and the possibility of alternative ways to buy the city's fuel, but those issues remained on the sidelines. The council will officially take up changes to the $2.2 million credit line, including the new loan from DEC, at a noon meeting on New Year's Eve.